We welcome our guests, Arnetta, Mural, Crooms. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing great. You must be excited about this new project. You're going solo. Tell us about going solo.
Well, first of all, it wasn't anything that I anticipated on doing. I'm a family girl. I love being with my families. I grew up singing with my brothers all my life. And to even think about being solo is kind of horrifying for me. But I know that that it was something I have to do in this season, in this dispensation of time. I had to, you know, be able to share my own story and be able to flap my own wings, because, you know, we all have our own stories. And so God had called me to stand alone. But, of course, I'm not alone. He's with me. But in the natural, you know, I am alone. So that's what brought me here, just so I had accepted the call, which is to stand alone.
Tell us about growing up in Wilmington, North Carolina. And there is a famous basketball player from Wilmington, North Carolina. You ever heard of him?
Yes, I know him. His name is Michael Jordan.
Right. You went to high school with him, didn't you?
I sure. How did you know? Nothing. You know that. That's really good. I'm impressed. We stayed in the same neighborhood. His brother was would drive the bus, so his brother Larry drove my my younger brothers around, but we went to school with Michael Jordan, and my oldest brother played ball with him. Yes, played ball first year at Laney High School. And, you know, in our neighborhood, we're all like one big family, you know. You know, you play ball at school, you play ball on the streets, you played in the neighborhood park. So we saw him quite a bit.
That must be very exciting.
It is very exciting. And you know what? Believe it or not, I saw him not too long ago after having not seen him in over 30 years.
Wow.
I had to sing the national anthem at for the Charlotte Bobcats and the New York Knicks. And I had an opportunity to see him again. And it was shocking because you know how you go places and you see a person who have been is not a real person, but it's like their body is carved into a cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought that's what I was looking at when I came into the room, like into the skybox. I thought that's what I was looking at, but the cardboard began to move, and I'm like, oh my God, that really is Michael Jordan. And so I went up to him thinking that he wouldn't remember me, you know. And I said, hello, Michael. I said, I know you. He said, I know exactly who you are. That just made my day.
Oh, wow. That is a blessing.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Arnetta, let's talk about Donald Lawrence. Tell us about Donald.
Tell you about Donald. Okay. Well, Donald, first of all, he is such an extraordinary person. He's amazing, gifted, talented, and I feel so blessed to know him. He's very generous, very giving. Most people don't know that he and my family, we all grew up together, came out of the same denominational church, and didn't have no clue that his life was going to shift the way it did. You know, we knew he was talented, but when growing up, He didn't show a lot of that. He was just quiet, and he would watch the Merle family, because when we would have conventions, we would always sing, and he would watch us. And then we all fell in love with Donald, and he fell in love with us, and he would come and visit us over the summers. And then he had so much gifting on the inside of him that he began to step out in, and he started playing organ, piano. Most people don't know that. He was a minister of music at one time. He would play and direct choirs. And so we had that in common. We were very musically gifted. And we just spent a lot of time around each other. And my mother said to us, keep your eye on Donald Lawrence, there's greatness on the inside of him. I can see it. I can feel it. And just before you knew it, you know, he began to write, and his life just began to just take off, you know. And now we have this super producer today who has touched so many lives just through his gifts. And we're just so glad that we got a chance to be a part of his lives before all that had started.
Okay. Bible Stories, I Am God. Now, you have a single called I Am God. Is this a remake of that?
I do. It's a remake, and I'm so proud of it. I mean, I'm so proud of how it turned out. I have some great collaborators that have come with me, who've come aboard on that project with me. One in particular is Eric Reed out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And also the background vocalists was Dennis Reed. Dennis Reed and Gap, they did the background vocals. And also Reggie Graves on guitar. It just turned out really great. I'm so proud of it, and wanted to give the people a taste of I Am God from the 90s. I just felt like the new generation should get a piece of that, get a chance to hear what it was that everybody enjoyed so much back in the 90s, and we're very pleased with it.
That is such a great song.